Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The First Breaths, How Leonard Howell Sparked the Fire. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. Every movement begins with a whisper, then a question, then a man. Leonard Percival Howell was no ordinary Jamaican. Born in 1898 in Clarendon, he grew up under the long shadow of colonialism, where the whip had faded but the wounds remained raw. But Howell carried something different in his spirit, something uncontainable, a fire that no doctrine or empire could snuff out. He had seen the world, traveled to the U.S., immersed himself in Garvey's teachings, witnessed injustice, rebellion, and the lie of white superiority up close. And when he returned to Jamaica, he didn't come back quietly. He came back to light the match. In 1933, just 3 years after the coronation of Haile Selassie I, Howell began preaching something radical, dangerous, divine. He proclaimed that Selassie was no mere king, he was God incarnate, the Black Messiah, the returned Christ. Ethiopia was Zion, Jamaica was Babylon, and the only salvation lay in rejecting the lies of the West and reclaiming Black divinity. To the colonial authorities, Howell was a lunatic, to the church, a blasphemer. But to the poor, the landless, the broken, he was a prophet. A man who dared to say you are divine in a world that taught them they were cursed. His movement grew fast, fueled by passion and persecution. In 1940, he established Pinnacle, a self-sufficient Rasta commune high in the hills of St. Catherine. It was a vision of Zion itself, free land, free people, Ital food, dreadlocks, ganja rights, Nyabingi chants. The people worked the earth, lived communally, and meditated on the divinity of Haile Selassie. But freedom, even when peaceful, terrifies empires. Authorities raided Pinnacle repeatedly, burned homes, imprisoned Howell, spread lies, tried to silence the movement. But with every raid, every arrest, every headline, the message spread wider. What began as a whisper in Howell's voice became a roar across the island. Leonard Howell didn't just start a religion. He ignited a revolution of self-worth, a sacred rebellion. He gave breath to the voiceless, fire to the oppressed, and a name to the nameless, Rastafari. They called him mad. But madness, in the face of injustice, is often mistaken for vision. By the time they tore Pinnacle apart, it was too late. The breath had become wind. The fire had caught. And Babylon would never sleep easy again.